right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Tuesday, June 24th of 2025. Looking ahead here, we have a 12-game MLB main slate later this evening. We had 27 tennis matches get underway earlier today. Good luck to all of you playing some tennis. And then we have a 4-game WNBA slate later tonight as well. So should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do the show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up here. And no questions prior to the show. So we will do two demos today. We do have some WNBA today, so I figured it'd be a good opportunity to build some WNBA lineups. You have this 4-game main slate later this evening. And then, so we'll probably split it here away with MLB, or one slate demo with MLB, one slate demo with WNBA. All right. Andy said, is there a way to run the Sims against a Saber score build? So there is a way to run a build against itself. So I'll demo this for MLB. This is a concept we used to talk more about in the past, but we made some adjustments to the way that our contest sim engine ran. So basically, the way that the Sims used to work was that each lineup in your pool would go into the contest sim one at a time. And effectively, what would happen is the ROIs would be just of that lineup against the field, right? There was no self-competitiveness in the contest sim going on. We made an update almost about a year ago now. I think it was like last August, where we put however many entries you have in the contest, that's how many of your pool lineups we put into the contest sim at the same time. So if you're putting 150, we are randomly taking 150 lineups from your pool, putting all 150 into a contest with the field lineups, playing it out, and returning the ROIs for each lineup. Still gets an ROI, but at least it accounts for your lineups playing against each other now, right? So that was kind of the big reason for running the Sims against itself, to account for that like self-competitiveness. So since we made that update, it's not something we highly recommend anymore, but it is something you still can do. Now, the way to do it is, first thing you need to do is run a build, okay? So you need to have your lineups built already. Another important thing to note, well, we'll go step by step here. So you run your lineups, okay? Then you go to the contest tab. You go to custom contest. You can name it whatever you want. Just name it one. The field lineups is the most important section, okay? You go down to the name of your build. Okay, you select the name of your build. I would generally recommend whatever contest you're playing, come in here and pick it. You know, if you're playing the four-seamer, right? This is the $4.20 max. Select the payout structure for the four-seamer. If you only have 10 lineups, put user entries to 10, right? That specificity is important, but the biggest thing is changing the field lineup. So it should look exactly the same as like your uploaded contest sim would look, except for like a different name and then a different set of field lineups. Okay, then I would save it. So now this custom sim is going to be available. I go back to my build. And then I would rerun the contest sim. And then now you're going to notice it says 0 of 2. So that means it has the default contest sim and then the custom one that I made. So that's how you would run a build against itself. Now, there's one important thing to know about that. If for at any reason you decide to rebuild lineups, the set of lineups that the contest sim is assigned to will go away. So if you rebuild lineups, you need to go back to the contest sim. In my experience, when users have had trouble with this, I've noticed that the field lineups is blank. You need to go back in and reselect the build. So effectively, these lineups go in the trash. The builder's looking for them but can't find anything. So this field becomes blank. So you need to come back here and reselect build one. Again, after the lineups finish, right? Wait for those lineups to be in the build. And then once you do that, you should be all set. So that's the best way to do that at the moment. Good question to get us started. Thanks for the question, Andy. All right. With that said, let's keep it rolling here. And he said, thank you very much. Welcome. So why don't we start with WNBA today? Mix it up a little bit. So 4-game WNBA slate, 3 games all starting at the same time, and then 1 game later in the evening here. Let's do an ultimate demo. We'll talk some contest sims for WNBA here. So what I would probably do, I wonder what these... So distributions are like pretty bell-shaped curve. So that means value is going to be important, right? So value kind of should like line up with ownership here for sure. It looks like it is. So that's good. I would just make the 2 required adjustments to projections. 37.73. I probably wouldn't be opposed to increasing minimum salary. It is a 4-game slate, so like maybe it's okay to be like a little bit lower, but I would still probably increase it just even a little bit. I'm going to do 48.5 here. Another thing you could do, right, filter for questionables. Just see if there's any, you know, projected players that are going to be important to the slate that can get rolled out, especially if you're building earlier in the day. So like here, right, I would probably write down Brittany Sykes, you know, seems pretty important to the slate. Lexi Brown doesn't seem as important, right? And even, you know, even though her ownership's low, her value's low, you know, what if she gets rolled out, right? What it is, you know, who gets those extra minutes? You know what I mean? She has 33 minutes. She has 30 fantasy points. You know, these are going to go to somebody else, and she's a guard. So, you know, maybe a boost to Sonia, maybe a boost to Sutton, maybe a boost to, like, Melbourne, you know, and then all of a sudden these, you know, 5K plays become really, really good. Or, you know, maybe Sonia goes from 26 to, you know, 35, and all of a sudden her value shoots up, right? Like, what happens if she gets like a 5-point boost? Well, now she's like one of the higher values on the slate. Her ownership will go up. So just keep those things in mind, right? Good to just double check and verify those. Aside from that, I don't think there's too much else to do here up front. So I would just kick this off. So we're going to run this build. All right. Build's almost done. And we'll let it do the full 5K here. Real quick, question from Roj. Hey, I was talking to Mark about the new beta, but I was wondering if you could show a walkthrough when it comes to saving to a few contests. So I don't do the beta on office hours, but I'm sure we could record you a video. So just reach out to us via support or like intercom up here in the top right. And then I'm sure we could figure something like that out. But keep the show on just like the version of SaberSim that like everybody has available to them. Don't want to like be like jumping back and forth like too much is all. All right, so this build ran, contest sim ran, check, sorting metrics, sorting by ROI, check. All right, gonna go to my exposures. What's the biggest contest tonight? Then like 150 maxes. Not 100% sure. They have a mini max, like 150 max here. Cool. So we'll just like build, like we're building for the mini max here, even though we're using this other contest sim. Seems fine. But either way, we'll do 150 lineups. All right, 150. Cool. So we're about set up here, about ready to start like rocking and rolling and looking at this. I do want to set up an average ROI aggregate metric. Save. All right. So again, sorting metric, check. Lineups, check. Projection, ROI aggregate metrics, check. Got my exposure, got my leverage, got my pool, got my ownership. I might move this over. And I got basically everything I kind of want to see here, right? So now it's time to start doing some stuff. I would probably start with an ROI greater than zero filter. It's just going to protect you from playing negative ROI lineups, which we always want to do. So I turn that on. That moves about a little over 700 lineups into the trash. So we know like, okay, hey, our working pool is about like 4,300 lineups. That's perfect. We do have some high leverages here, you know, 58%, 53%. It looks like they're to, you know, higher value, higher projected players. So that's a good thing. But either way, we do probably want to get some diversification here. These are 6-player lineups, so you're not going to be able to get to as high of min unique numbers as you may be used to. So just keep that in mind, right? Always relative to the number of players in a lineup. So anyways, I go from 1 to 2 unique. At 1 unique, I'm at, what am I at? 171 projection, 291 ROI. Okay. So then we go to 2 uniques. ROI goes down a little bit. Projection doesn't change very much. Okay, projection down about 4 points now. ROI has come down like considerably. So you'd probably want to determine like, hey, you know, am I okay with like 2, which the ROI is at like 278 down from 291, or do I really want to be flatter? And by going to 3, you sacrifice a lot of ROI by like 100%, but you do get a lot flatter exposures, right? So kind of like the idea here is like, okay, you know, your ROI is kind of tethered to having high exposure to like Hambeat and Bantam. But then when I go to 3, we lose about like 30% exposure to both players. But now, right, they're still our top exposed players, but now their leverages are about like 20% over their ownership. So if you're like, hey, you know, I get like we want to keep a high ROI, but I really prefer, you know, if Bantam's going to be 26%, I prefer to be 47% exposed instead of like 78. That just feels like way too much risk. I totally understand, right? So it's okay to sacrifice. It's okay to make that trade-off. You just want to do it consciously, right? You want to kind of ask yourself that question, hey, what's more important to me in this scenario, maintaining the ROI or the adjustment that comes to the exposures as a result of sacrificing it, right? So in this case, I wouldn't blame you for giving up the ROI to get to the lower exposure. This is probably the decision I would make personally, as somebody who doesn't frequently play WNBA. I'd probably want to be a little bit more careful and play a little bit closer to the field where I'm still getting some leverage. I'm not getting too much because my personal opinions about whether or not these players are a good player or not is not very strong, right? So I think that's like probably a good approach in general. If you're newer to a sport, play a little less risky and take some stands, but not too many. So this feels pretty good to me. I'm pretty happy where we've netted out here. I obviously don't need to check like what my last lineup is or the number or rank in my pool, whatever, because we have the ROI greater than zero filter on, right? So I know I'm never going to play negative ROI lineups. So I'm pretty comfortable there. But all in all, I feel like this is like a pretty good approach to WNBA, especially if you're newer and maybe trying it out for the first time with, you know, NHL over, with NBA over, and you're looking for a sweat in the night aside from MLB. All right. that was a good demo. That was our ultimate demo for the day for some WNBA action. Rose said, seems like I have to learn a whole new method now because of the entire UI change. What's the ETA on beta going live? I'm not 100% sure what the ETA on beta going live is, but it does change a little bit. We're hoping that, you know, overall this is like a net positive, intuitive change, because we know that direct fill, autofill have brought like a lot of confusion over the time since we've released it. So if you have questions, feel free to keep reaching out to support. We will be there to assist and to help make the transition as smooth as possible. All right, so we're jumping back to MLB. We did already run 500 lineups here. Min salary is at 49K by default, with it being a big 10-plus game slate. The only thing I probably would have done differently up front would be to turn on the don't use batters against opposing pitchers rule, which would have been a bit a good thing to have on, but it's probably fine. Very unlikely to get that, especially on like a big slate like this, and especially with correlation being turned all the way up to 10. So not going to worry about it here. We are going to switch back to Saber Score, right? So it'd be like a large slate. Maybe we're playing like a 1K to 10K size contest. Maybe we're playing a dime time, something like that, right? Okay. So we have our 20 lineups sorted by Saber Score. We have projection, aggregate metric. I care a lot more about the rank of my lineups, right? Just because Saber Score, there's nothing that says like, hey, you know, an 85 Saber Score is positive ROI and a 84 Saber Score is negative, right? We don't have that like definitive kind of measuring stick. So we need to be a little bit more careful. So what we generally recommend here, trying to stay in the top 25 to 50% of your pool. And that just comes from having contest sims and seeing like, hey, you know, when I turn on an ROI greater than zero filter, somewhere I'd say like 30 to 50% of your pool goes in the trash. So for prioritizing higher ranked lineups, we're more likely to be playing positive EV lineups than if we go too far in our pool. We know there's some negative ROI lineups, and you know, we're saying that the lower Saber scores are probably more correlated to negative ROI. All right. So we got our 20. We're going to go over to our player table, sort by exposures. Getting a lot of high leverages. Dodgers are in Coors today, so it kind of makes sense. But we still want to manage our risk here, so I'm going to start cranking up uniques. My average projection is 102. I imagine it'll go down today because we'll probably lose some of this Dodgers exposure. So that seems like okay in this scenario. So we go from one unique at three. We're still at a 102 projection. We're creeping our way down the pool here. 101.4 projection. At five uniques, we're still at 101.4. That's great. We're at lineup 31. We see these Dodgers slowly coming down. Still some high leverages to like Muncy, Páez, but we're trying to do what we can. All right. Six uniques, 101.9. Seems good. Seven uniques, 100.3. So kind of like the first big jump when we get here to seven. I do like that our highest exposed player is now a pitcher, and then it goes like to the Dodgers as far as like exposure goes. Dodgers are still like some of the highest leverages, like with these six, seven, eight hitters. But the highest exposed is a pitcher, and pitchers tend to be a little bit more consistent than batters are, that's for sure. So at one unique, right, we started with 102.3. projection, and then at seven we're down to, I believe, 100.3. waiting for this to process. Come on. Does not like that I went from one to seven. I'm just going to let it think for a minute, but effectively, I'm pretty sure we dropped like 2 points in projection here. Now, you can just basically assume like, hey, you know, the 2 points in projection is coming from, you know, not having 70% exposure to Max Muncy and instead having, you know, 35% exposure to Max Muncy, right? It's like, that's effectively why we're losing the projection. So again, it's a conscious trade-off, right? I'm purposefully lowering their exposures. I know my projection's going to come down, right? But I just want to make sure that I'm not losing too much and that I'm still maintaining some leverage on what SaberSim is saying are some of the best plays on the slate, right? So this feels like a fine adjustment where when I scroll down here, we're at lineup 115, right? So we're kind of approaching that halfway point where, you know, 25% would be like 125th lineup, and then 50% would be 250, right? So we're approaching the 25% marker here. So we wanted to be a little careful. I would probably stop adjusting the uniques at this point, start analyzing my lineups. Looks like we have a little bit of a stand on Crochet. He seems like the highest projected pitcher. Seems good. We go over to batters. No batter in more than 35%. It's like 35, 30, 25, 20. And all these guys from 25 to 35 are all Dodgers, and their team total is obviously 7.7, so it's super high. Seems fine. We go over to team stack. So I might go back to my player table, and then I might filter for the Dodgers and just kind of look at their team as a whole, and I'd sort by order for batters. And just kind of see if I'm okay with this, right? And this honestly looks pretty good. You know, it's a very nice spread distribution. The only person we're like a little low on is Edmund, but, you know, we have him in one lineup. We have Teoscar in two lineups, you know, Freddie in three, Will Smith in four, Muncy and Mookie in five, Conforto and Otani in six, and then Paz in seven. So it's not like, oh, we're only playing one through five and we're not getting to any six, seven, eight, nine. Like, no, it is pretty spread out, but, you know, you're not always going to be able to get to everybody. You might just have to, you know, eat those situations. So you could change it if you want. You know, obviously you could set a minimum exposure. I'm trying to trust SaberSim here and, you know, roll with what it gave me. So in my opinion, I'd be okay with being under on him. It's not, you know, obviously ideal, but, you know, if I was playing more lineups, maybe I can get to more of him. So you do what you can, right? You do what you can. But here, all in all, I've analyzed it. I've, you know, verified it, you know, going through like the QA process. It all seems fine, right? So I go over to my stacks. Just want to make sure my lineups are well correlated. I got 5-2s. I got 5-1-1-1s. I got 5-3s, like dominating the top. So a lot of big stacks. You could go a little bit further here, right? And you could even go to your team stacks and then see like, hey, you know, who am I getting in fives? And it looks like it's the Dodgers. It looks like it's Boston. And then we're getting some White Sox two stacks, some Dodgers two stacks. So pretty spread out. Boston creeping up here in the five stacks, kind of interesting. Where were they in the team stacks? Oh, no, they were our second highest owned. So, like, that makes sense. You'd basically want to see if, like, some interesting team were popping. Like, hey, you know, it doesn't look like, you know, San Diego's that important here as like the fifth listed stack, but maybe they're all five stacks or something like that, right? It's kind of what you're just like trying to keep an eye on and make sure nothing like creeps up on you and surprises you when you actually look at your lineups. So that's the biggest thing there. But all in all, I think we've made good adjustments. I think we've managed our risk. I think we've checked our highest exposed spots, and I'd be pretty happy with these lineups. I'd be ready to save them and submit them to my contests. But all right, that concludes our starter demo for MLB for today. Check in here. No additional questions. Rose said, I'll keep messing around with it, but I feel like the new beta is more confusing. Sorry about that. You know, there's definitely a little bit of a learning curve. We're trying to make it as smooth a transition as possible. But again, feel free to ask as many questions as you need to. With that said, I think we're all caught up here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, Wednesday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.